teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love more than we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, life some diamond rings. The happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Statmiller.
Hello, everybody. James Martinez here. How's it going?
You know, I can't even fake out the new board operator here. When the bumper, it's time to jump in, and I just sat here and sat back from the microphone and crossed my arms, and she just looked at me as if to say, okay, go ahead.
Well, there you go. Timing's everything, right?
She doesn't panic, but when I hit this intercom, she jumps out of her chair 3 feet. It's fun to watch. I did it one day, 5 days. It looked like a little jumping jack routine going on here. Hey, how's things on the left coast today?
Very interesting. I want to let everybody know first thing out of the gate that I'm going for next week. I'm going to have some guests coming up, but also more importantly, when I'm having a court docket faxed to me, actually, which is a judgment of a guy that was sued in New York on a debt that wasn't even his. It was his father's who passed away. I think I mentioned that ago, maybe a couple weeks ago about that. So I'm having that faxed to me, and then I'm going to go through the case. I'm going to look at the charges, and I'm going to strip them to pieces, of course, on the air and explain to people what's going on. And that'll be like hands-on education right there, because this is something that somebody else called me about yesterday. And I got email from Canada. I got email from London. So I know a lot of people, this doesn't just have to do with here. It has to do with everywhere. Apparently, I guess across the board, nobody likes the credit card companies at all, which is not surprising, huh?
Well, it depends on your relationship to the credit card company. If you work for them,
right,
then you exactly. might like them. But, if you worked for them and you saw how they operate, you know, that'd be like somebody that sells General Motors cars driving a Ford car.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I don't see where either one of those vehicles reach into your back pocket excessively, except for maybe running it on gas, you know.
So I had a meeting with somebody yesterday, actually, as you realize, and as I've mentioned here, there are advertisers and potential sponsors and large people with deep pockets that have extreme interest in what's going on here.
Does that mean fat people with deep pockets? You said large people.
Yeah. Okay. Large, skinny, anorexic, all sizes in between. There's been quite a bit of interest in this already because of the school situation that we mentioned and the universities and alumni and students. Even here at UCLA, actually. I've had a meeting about that last night, and I'm going to have another meeting this afternoon as well. So.
Well, good. Hey, you know, I've talked about debt, and I've talked about the funny money people before. And I have said this repeatedly, that when you have a country such as this that is mired in debt so deeply that have floated, basically, folks, what it is, it's just a transfer here. The government borrows money to function because they can't make it off the taxes they rip us off with every day. When that little happy thing comes to an end, you know, there's such a thing as collateral out there. And what's collateral? Well, I'll tell you how the banks are looking at collateral for all the money we owe them. You're not going to like this story, but I'm going to give it to you right after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
When the government has to borrow a couple, $3 billion a day, every single day of its business day, and they can't take it in on taxes, they need that money every day, but they can't bring it in on taxes, then they have to sell treasuries, bonds, and whatever else to the rest of the planet, which, by the way, are no longer buying. And if this situation continues, that means the federal deficit just for running the government next year is going to edge up to $1 trillion. Now, being $100 trillion in a hole with past, present, and future obligations being such as Social Security, which they have robbed, there's nothing in a trust. Mm-hmm. Medicare, Medicaid, where the costs keep escalating because of their practices with the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal, there's no reserve. It's as federal and reserve as FedEx.
Exactly.
Except FedEx delivers you something, the government only taketh away. There has to come a time where these banks look at this and go, well, you know what? We started the income tax when you started the Federal Reserve because, well, we wanted to be assured that whatever you borrowed, you could recoup and you could keep the channel, money channel open. That was the reason for the income tax, folks. It wasn't for your benefit. It was for the government to keep functioning and doing whatever the heck it wanted to do. And this is very easy to understand. When you go into a bank to borrow money for a house or a car, they want to look at your credit rating. They want to look at what businesses you've done, you know, how are you? You a stand-up guy or just a fly-by-night rip-off
exactly.
artist? Okay?
Exactly.
So, in other words, they're looking for some security with their loan. Well, mm-hmm. Here it is. Derry Brownfield, which is on this network, he's on at 10 a.m. every morning, Central Time. He wrote this in his Common Sense Chronicle. He says, I consider Wayne Hagee one of the most intelligent men I've ever met. On our first visit, he was explaining the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and how the World Bank planners on collateralizing the world debt with land. Not just the U.S. national debt, but the world debt. A listener sent me a copy of the report of the Fourth World Wilderness Congress, which was held in Denver in 1987. Over 1,500 people from 60 countries were told that the wilderness lands were to protect the reindeer, the spotted owl, and other endangered species. 90% of the group consisted of conservationists, ecologists, government, and United Nations bureaucrats. The other 10% were the world banking heavyweights such as David Rockefeller, Chase Manhattan Bank, London banker Edmund de Rothschild, and
sounds like a full house.
I'm telling you.
Wish it could have been there.
A full house and a rigged game, you know.
Yeah.
London banker Edmund D. Rothschild and Secretary of the U.S. Treasury James Baker, who gave the keynote address. George W. Hunt, an investment counselor, served as the official host and sat in on all the meetings. It was George Hunt that wrote the report from which I have gleaned much of my information. During the first 3 days, the group was told that the Wilderness Congress was about beating the ozone deterioration and bringing the rainforest back and all that lovely stuff. The following days were closed to the public. With only the bankers in attendance, the topics discussed centered around the creation of World Conservation Bank. Well, that sounds kind of fluffy and nice. With collateral being derived from receipt of wilderness properties throughout the world. Now, the bank would have central...
Sounds fishy. Write that part sounds dangerous.
Remember what I said about getting out your markers and marking stuff off and then standing back 10 paces and looking at it?
Exactly. Uh-huh.
This bank would have central bank power similar to the Federal Reserve. It would create currency and loans and engage in international discounting, counter trades, barter, and swap actions. Rothschild personally conducted the monetary matters and the creation of the World Conservation Bank. Now, this bank would refinance by swapping debt for assets. A country with a huge national debt would receive money to pay off the debt by swapping the debt for wilderness lands. The plan was to swap $1 trillion of third world debt into the new bank. In the long term, when the countries won't be able to pay off the loans, and let me stop here to remind you folks, you can't retire a debt with debt instruments. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Guido says the juice is still running. You either pay, I'm going to start breaking your limbs. All right?
Right.
Okay, in the long term...
That's not an exaggeration
No, it's not. In the long term, when the countries won't be able to pay off the loans, governments from around the world will give title to their wilderness lands to the bankers. Now, this is what George Hunt wrote in his synopsis of this meeting. Mm-hmm. Titles to the lands will go to the World Wilderness Land Inventory Trust. This trust will float the World Conservation Bank by the unanimous decree of the world's people saying, God bless you for saving our reindeer. Those people at the Congress were ignorant. They don't suspect anything. They are very naive, not stupid, just ignorant. I'm talking about 90% that were not the world banking heavyweights. Now, Hunt goes on to say that the World Bank loans, as they stand now, are not collateralized. They're saying, we want collateral, so when we loan swap this debt, we're going to own the Amazon if you default. They're going to make their bad loans good by collateralizing them after the fact with all this land, and somebody is going to end up with title to 12.5 billion acres.
This is so ugly, I can't even believe it.
Oh, I've said this, James, I can't tell you how many times I've reminded people that the only thing that it's not being made anymore is land. And that is the one commodity, that is the one thing that God is not making any more of, and there's going to be a scramble for, and somebody's going to put pressure on it in some way.
Ownership of the planet.
Well, you got it. You got it. Mm-hmm. With their funny money system, they need to create out of nothing and take up real wealth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I hold up a dollar, I look at a square foot of land, I go, okay, which is worth more? Okay, I'll take the land. All right. They have trillions of dollars upon which they can create currencies and loans, and they're going to begin to barter the counter trade and loan swap against the United States. The World Conservation Bank is a scheme to monetize land. This will function as a world central bank, and out of that bank there will grow one world fiat currency. Now, this isn't some scheme conjured up during the Bushes and the Clinton administrations. The United Nations World Commission on Environment and Development was created in 1982. The commission published the Buntland Report, setting the stage for unlimited enactments to take over ecology, the environment, and pollution laws throughout the world. The report stated, "We will have a proposal for very harsh quasi-spiritual ecological laws for Mother Earth. Mother Earth comes first. Mentality will rise throughout the world." Now that's the synopsis of this. But it goes on to say that no longer will the World Bank carry this debt unsecured. The only assets we have to collateralize are federal lands and national parks. Baker's definition of federal lands include heritage sites, which there are about 20 in the United States. I say about 20 because they're being added at a regular basis. He says, as I write this article in about to vote on proposed Rim of the Valley National Park that would include 500,000 acres of national forest land and 170,000 parcels of private property, including many farms and ranches.
That's an absolute tragedy.
At the same,
I would never, ever in 50 billion years give international bankers wilderness, which has been here for way longer than they have, because they'll probably screw that up too.
Well,
so
use it for their own purposes. A lot of people don't understand that when you have all the power and the money in the world, that you can create your own reality. And guess what? You little slaves out there aren't part of it because, well, we don't want to feed you. You're useless eaters. You're not going to be producing. You're going to be out of a job. We're going to reform and reshape this globe to our liking. This is how dangerous these people are. Now, let me just finish this, and then we'll go to a call. At the same time, there's a bill before Congress called the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act that would increase the acreage of designated wilderness by 50% in the lower 48 states. While our heritage sites take quite a large amount of territory, such as Yellowstone National Park, Mesa Verde, the Grand Canyon, and the Everglades, other countries have much greater areas. Brazil, for example, has the Amazon Conservation Complex, and Canada has the Canadian Rocky Mountains Park. As I write this story, the list includes 851 properties in 141 countries, compromising over one-third of the Earth's landmass. Here is the deal. They get title. They created this funny crap. They loaned it to everybody.
Now they get to own the planet.
They realize that the system is going to fail. It is in the design for the system to fail.
Right.
And now what do they get to do? Okay, well, you owe us money. What do you got? Well, the only thing you got is land. So this is how we get it. They're positioning themselves to take over literally and own one-third of the planet's real estate. And, and let me remind you, folks, we're living on a planet here that 75% of the Earth's surface is water. So...
Yeah, that's that. And I've heard about that before a long time ago, because eventually, you know, when there's no money left, they're going to take. I mean, I don't know. I would like to know officially on paper somewhere what has been bought up by these guys in the U.S. first, like what parks and the whole thing, and then
out. Right now, they're just selling it to their buddies. You see, we got ourselves in such debt that we can't afford to take care of our roads anymore. So, even though the American taxpayer, through their taxes, extortion I call it, have paid for roads, that's not stopping. And thanks to Daddy Bush, George Bush Sr., that did that deal back in 92 that opened up the way for cities and states and everybody to sell off the infrastructure that the American people's tax dollar paid for in the first place, guess what? After they let their good old rich buddy boys in, their little ring knocker friends, to come in here and buy up most of what they want to buy that they can make a buck off of, well, the rest of it will be owned by the banks to do with what they will. Now, keep in mind, folks, if we have a depression, how many people are going to be out of their homes? How much property is going to go on that market that these very same banks have title to?
Exactly. So that's for everybody that's listening that has property and whatnot, all of this trickles down to you, those of you who are in debt or have credit card debt or whatever, and you're concerned, that, and that's why they take these old debts, like I mentioned at the top of the hour, and go after them, family lineage people, and try and come in and take their property and get whatever they can. I mean, it's starting with the houses, but it's going to go all over to the land, too, everything.
What a deal. I make a little commodity that costs me next to nothing to make. I loan it to people. I know they can't pay it back, so I get to take what real wealth they have. And that includes countries, land, everything. Every stick of furniture, every tree branch, everything. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Let's go to L.A., Mate in L.A. Good afternoon. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Hey,
yeah,
how's it going?
I heard the show a couple of times, and I forgot the fellow's name who talks about the credit card debt. But
That's me.
That's him.
That's him. Okay, how you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Pretty good. A little bit irritated.
What happened?
Let me tell you what happened. What'd they do to me?
Tell me.
I have had a relationship with Chase Manhattan Bank for the last 10 years, mm-hmm. and I've got two credit cards with them.
Right.
Recently, I took a little vacation, and I was gone. I left for about a month. I was lucky enough to leave for a month, worked my behind off, saved my money up. And during that month time, it turns out that I missed a payment on my credit card. Not both of them, but one of them with Chase. Mm-hmm. Do you know what those douchebags did?
I could.
Do you know what they did?
Was that with or without Massengale?
Without Massengale. Okay. We call them douche nozzles. Douchebag is too nice.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit irritated.
That's all right.
The universal default clause, they not only jacked up my rate on the Chase credit card, but on all my other credit accounts. Every other credit account.
How many do you have?
Well, I'm smart. I guess I consider myself smart. I keep it down to three.
Okay.
but they knocked out three others, and I'm jacked up to the maximum on each. The highest one is 29.4. Now, this was up from about 7.9% because of one
way
pain.
Wow, so it went from 7.9 all the way up to almost to 30, right?
No, called 29.930, yes.
Right, and so how many days were you behind? A day, an hour, 5 minutes, what?
Well, it was a day.
So
a day.
You're one day late, and you had a 10-year relationship with the bank.
10 years then... of being on time.
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you, mate, I don't want to get too personal with you on the air here, but what's your credit card balances look like?
I'm under 10,000.
Okay. So that's not real stinging. That's a flag to you saying, pay your debt and pay it now. This is what we said on the air the other day.
Let me tell you what it sounds like. It sounds like Guido is coming and raping me.
Yes.
To use your words.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But see, they know doggone right well that you're an established guy. They know your credit history. They know your banking practices. They know what you got and what you don't got.
That's right.
What this is Guido coming to your door and saying, hey, you know, we made an agreement. The juicer's running on this deal, but we're calling in the loan right now, and they know you're good for it.
That's right.
So they're going to get it.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
So is your minimum gone? I mean, how much is your minimum now compared to what it was before?
Woo! My minimum has, let's see, on the Chase card, I think my minimum increased three times. It's three times what it used to be, yeah.
Oh, man.
But
this is what I'm talking about, everybody. This is a prime example. Everybody listen. This is exactly what's going on. So,
yeah. Hard working, doing it for 10 years, for 10 years. You know what they did to say they were sorry for it? They took away my late fee of $39.
Well, isn't that nice of them?
Yeah.
Now, have you $10,000 is probably not a lot to you. Now, you could probably liquidate something. Maybe you have enough money in the bank right now that you could pay those cards off. But let me ask you a question, mate.
Yeah.
After finding out what these creatures are willing to do to you, what are you going to do in kind? What are you going to do in return?
Well, what I'm going to do in kind is, well, actually, that's one of the reasons I'm calling. What is the other fellow's name, John?
It is James Martinez.
James Martinez.
And he is out there on the left coast.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is.
Wow.
Well, he's in Hollywood.
He's in
Hollywood.
Well, I'm in Los Angeles. Same thing.
Great. Yep. Great.
Same thing.
Good.
Wow,
only it's
neighbors.
a little dirtier and a little noisier down there in L.A. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'd like to get some advice from James if I could.
Well, I'll tell you the only thing you need to do, mate, is just call him at this number, 877-331-0626.
Okay.
Now, what I would suggest, and this is just me, mate, you're your own man, but if I were in that position and my bank did that to me after having this 10-year waltz with them, this relationship, what I would do is I would dump the entire credit card debt. It's not a lot to them. It's not going to kill them.
No.
But they've already done what? They've already trashed your credit rating.
Yeah.
It's gone.
AAA credit rating.
So from here on out, my mantra, mate, would be this. I'm only going to pay cash. If I don't have cash, I don't need it, and I don't need your damn cards.
Well, I like that. I think that's a smart thing to do, John. Because
hey, have they damaged? I'm just going to hang on a second. Have they damaged you on your credit report? All three of them? Do you know that for sure?
They claim they haven't, but I have just in case to make sure they haven't. I've asked for credit reports from all three credit reporting agencies.
Which is also going to, by the way, mate, is also going to damage your credit by the inquiries being made.
Correct. Yeah. Well, you know, what am I supposed to do? I'm damned if I do. I'm damned if I don't.
Well, I think it's high time that the American people understand of what system they've been operating under. As long as everything was hunky dory. Now, do you think that they would have done this to you, say, a year ago? No, they wouldn't have. I'll tell you the answer. They wouldn't have.
Okay.
Because of the banks and their practices and what they have done floating so much worthless currency out there, they're in real trouble. And what they're trying to do is bring in, just as they've done with you, they know what's going on. And rather than you paying that 27%, 28%, whatever the heck they put it at, they're banking on you saying, okay, well, I'm just going to pay my credit cards off. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for that large cash payout from you because they need the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, you were talking earlier about the funny money and what they're planning on doing with this planet by buying up all this land.
Yep.
And taking all the real estate and real property.
Hey, mate, hang on one second. I got to take this break.
Let's do it.
This is something I can't get around. Hang on a second. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Nate, let me ask you a question. What do you do for a living?
I'm in the entertainment business.
Okay. Well,
have I seen you? Have I seen you anywhere?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, James, by the way, you're talking to a fellow entertainer here, not me, but James. He's in Hollywood.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he's been a casting director. He's an actor. He's a bunch of other things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of which I can actually talk about on air.
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to talk about the stuff you can't talk about on air.
Well, I'll tell you what. Just give him a call.
It's a ratings-driven business, right?
Yeah. 877-331-0626. Just give him a holler or email him at...
Yeah, give me a shout or email.
Yeah,
email, I'd like to do that.
Yeah, email him. Give him your email address there, James.
It's getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
GetDebtReliefNow@gmail.com. Okay, that's easy enough.
All right.
Hey, very good.
We might have, are you an actor?
Well, I used to be. I do more producing now.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. We're in the planning stages here of making a film. Okay. Have you seen Maxed Out?
Yes.
Okay.
I saw that last week.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because what we're planning to do here, and it's still in its formulation stages, we want to make one of the best all around encompassing financial DVD presentation documentary that's ever been done.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to need some help on it.
Okay.
So we're brainstorming and we're gathering ideas, and then we're going to gather personnel and we're going to go out and do it.
So you're in the beginning stages right now?
We're just in the thought stages as it stands right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The creative stage, I think they call it.
Yeah, it's the creative stage.
There you go.
The next stage is the finance stage.
There you go. But I don't think we're going to have a problem with that one.
Good.
Okay?
Well, that's good.
All right. Well, mate, give him a call.
I'll be in touch.
We'll be talking with you.
Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right, guys.
Take care.
You know,
bye-bye.
Jeez. What can you say?
Well, hey, this is going to reach everybody. I don't care what business, what your name is, where you're from, how long you've been here. I hear that stuff all the time about the banks doing that. And most people, they're living a pretty decent normal life. They're paying the minimums. They're paying their payments. And a little tiny mistake happens in somebody's life, and maybe they get an accident. Maybe there's a death in the family. Maybe there's an emergency. Maybe something happens, maybe. And then they're not prepared for that in their daily life. And then, like this gentleman, you know, is a day late, and now he's being penalized for – they usually keep those interest rates up for 6 months before they lower them down again. Sometimes they don't lower them down at all. So for somebody that has a budget, they're following, you know, with their business life, whatever, and this happens, it's a disaster area. It's a huge disaster area, and all it does is create more problems. Now that person, he may or may not have been damaged on his credit report, so he's going to have to take care of that, and most likely when it is resurrected and put back to where it was before, they don't take that stuff off the credit report. So then the other banks are all going to be sending him flyers and mail and saying transfer over here.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes on and on and on. Like when I talked to somebody that went through a bankruptcy when you were allowed to do bankruptcy with credit cards, and then within 2 or 3 months they were getting offers with the same banks that they did a BK with 3 months after it.
You know,
is that crazy? It's completely crazy.
It reminds me they're trying to recapture their quarry. And mm-hmm. it doesn't really matter if your card is from Citibank Group or your card is for, you know, whatever credit card company it is, it doesn't matter. You know,
I'll go through for everybody. Let's go. I'm going to tell you right now who has the worst reputations. This is based on all the experience I've dealt with in consumers over the past 5-6 years dealing with this. Number one, gold medalists. Nobody even gets close to these guys as far as absolute total aggressiveness and complete total assassination on the public. Number one, Citibank. Number two, MBNA. Number three, it's a tie between B of A and Wells Fargo. Number four, Capital One. Number five, Fleet. Number six, Bank One. And American Express is iffy and totally all over the place with who and how they deal with people. But that is exactly the lineup there.
You know, after reading that article that I read you about the collateral actually mm-hmm. being in real estate and property, are people, I hope, they're beginning to understand this. Because I'm going to tell you, this is not a fairy tale. This is not some whimsical, fanciful wishings on my part. But if you want to stop global governance, you dump the funny money system. There's only one guy that I've heard that has any political clout whatsoever dare make that statement in front of God and all his people, and that was Ron Paul in these Republican national debates.
Absolutely correct, yep.
And I'll tell you what.
He's got guts. Well, I've got to give him that. He's got real guts.
Buddy boy, I'm going to tell you, this guy clanks when he walks. Just call him Robbie the Robot. He's a metal man. He's got to be. Because do you understand and realize, people, how much the banks own? You know, you may be living in a house right now, but do you think you own that house? No, you're like paying rent on that house until mm-hmm. you pay their exorbitant usury fees. You know, on my house, I think I only have another 255 payments left. You know,
only.
It's no big deal.
You got a lot to look forward to there.
Now, yeah, I do. I mean, it's every day I'm in that house, I keep looking around at the thing, and I'm going, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? I'll tell you why I'm doing it. Because I can't live anyplace else, because it takes money to live, and people are forced to go to these people for their housing needs. They're forced to make loans for college educations. You're forced to make loans for transportation to buy a car or a truck so you can do some business. You are forced back into that matrix. And it grinds on and on and on. But now it's starting to come into view here. Once you have accumulated all the power and the wealth, what am I going to do with all this? Are you starting to get the picture? We're going to buy everything up, and you're literally going to be serfs. We're going to own the land, and you're going to live on it, but you're going to be somewhat of a subsistence farmer of sorts.
We will own you and the ground that you're standing on.
Every lock, stock, barrel, every cell of your body, every blade of grass, every tree leaf, everything.
Right.
And this
you will just be battery packs and energy devices that we will suck all the energy out of and use and then dump you to the side when we're done.
Well, and you know how, folks, I'm going to tell you what, you know how dangerous this show is going to be if this thing gets out nationwide? I'm going to have to hire armed bodyguards. This is going to hurt them, and I'm going to tell you what's happening here. People are starting to get the idea of what the scam was. Heretofore, James, they had no idea. Well, yeah, banks, they loan money. Yeah, they charge interest. But you know what? That's one of the necessary evils of living here in America or any place on this planet, unless you live in the Amazon jungle.
Right.
But that's the way things are done.
Oh, and it's easy for them to do it because they can use misdirection and so forth, TV advertising. I was at the post office this morning, and it was so ironic that this guy was behind me, and he somehow was looking at his mail he just picked up in his box, and he goes, like, look at all these credit card things. He goes, have you seen that new Visa commercial? And I'm like, and I just started laughing. I said, yeah, the one there where they tell you if you don't use our card and you use cash, you're a moron.
Yeah.
That one. He goes, yeah, that one.
Yeah.
I said, what do you think about that? And he just starts shaking his head, and he's got all these applications. Right. I mean, this happened to me this morning when I was picking up some mail. So it's everybody is underdressed. They're upset. They're irritated. And at the same time, I think a lot of it is these guys have gotten away with this for so long because people don't feel like they have any power, number one. And number two, they're being distracted all the time from what's going on. And they're being socially conditioned from a very young age,
sure. As
I mentioned. And that's what it all comes down to when I talk to people over the phone. I had somebody yesterday that I called back, and they're so upset and apologizing to me
for what?
About their debt.
For
and
what?
I'm like,
they're apologizing.
First of all, you know,
they're apologizing to you.
They feel guilty. They feel guilty because James, this is what happened, and I didn't do this, and na-na-na-na. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And I had to do like therapy for a second because it was not a good scene. And I was like, wait a minute, it doesn't exist, first of all. And the feelings and emotions that you're reacting to are a conditioned response that they designed a long time ago. And then I show up, and you listen to the show, and you hear what's going on, and you determine that credit card debt actually doesn't exist. At all. And there's never, just so everybody knows across the board here, I've never seen a court case ever where the bank, being the plaintiff, has sued somebody and they've been able to prove that they loan money. They've never done that, in any case ever that I've known about.
They loan you credit. They don't loan you any money. See, and this is what a lot of people are having a problem with because look, James, if I borrow $20 from you and I tell you, hey, I'm going to catch up with you next Friday. So you see me next Friday and go, oh, you know, I'm a little short today. I forgot your $20. I'll give it to you next Friday. But you never do. That's a debt. I gave you cash. Now, you didn't charge me any usury. You didn't say, okay, I want $21.95 back. No, just give me my $20 back.
Right.
But I gave you something and you're going to give me something of value in return. Well, if we're and again, we're using the dollar here of something of value. It's a fictional creation. Mm-hmm. But, folks, that's not what the credit card companies are doing. They're simply just opening up their door, saying, hey, we're in business. Here's your card. Go out and charge. They put up nothing.
They put up nothing. It's 100% profit for them. They never lose, ever.
Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Al in Kansas. Hello, Al.
Hey, Al.
Hi, John and James.
Hi.
How you doing?
I've got a local credit bureau harassing me. They're using a computer program to call me at home at night with a message that I'm supposed to contact them. Uh-huh. Over a stupid $20 debt that I don't even owe.
$20?
Yeah.
$20?
And I don't even believe I owe it. That's why I haven't paid it. And I'm not going to pay it. But I would like to get them to stop that.
Well, what you need to do is you need to write a cease communication letter to them, notifying them to stop calling you, send a certified return receipt and regular mail, and then leave a footmark there and make sure – see, what's going to happen is when they get that certified return receipt for you asking them to stop calling and they sign for it, now it's binding. So anything after that, if they call you and you have record of it, you can use it against them if you have to litigate against them in small claims or something like that to get them to stop.
Yeah, Al, I've got a suggestion here, though. They're not going to take you to court for $20. So what I would do if I were you, how long has this been going on?
Over 2 years already, at least.
Really?
Well, so they're adding interest, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, if they're calling you, that means they're already damaged you because that's probably on your credit report already. So you need to check about what the company is that's calling you and then check on the your credit score bureaus. Find out what it is that's going on there.
$20 now. In 2 years, do you think you've got enough phone calls where they've run up more than $20 in a phone bill?
Yeah, they used to send me theirs too, but I just threw those in the trash. I never unopened.
What are they saying you owe $20 for?
For internet service provider.
Really?
A couple years ago, I had dial up and I called them and told them to cancel it, and they didn't do it. And so when I kept getting bills, I went and talked to them and they said you can't just call us and tell us to stop it. You have to put it in writing. And so that's the reason I never paid it.
Okay. All right. Well, James, and again, what should this gentleman do?
You need to write a third-party cease communication letter to them asking them to stop calling, but you need to send it certified return receipt and regular mail. There's a specific reason for that because as soon as they know you do that and they have to sign off for something, they're going to back off right away there. Because then they know that you're serious, and that little device that you just did, it's binding now.
Yeah, but
you've used the law. You've bound them to agree to stop calling, and then the moment they do start, if they call you after that, you need to keep record of it. And then if they continue to do so, then you file something with the FTC and Attorney General in your state.
Well, James, hang on a second, Hal, here. Let me examine this thing here. What would prompt a dial-up company here for Internet – to turn over a delinquent?
I'll explain it right now.
Okay.
$20, all it is what's going on is they're probably hurting for cash. They sent this paper out to many people and they recycle it and they're expecting you, the consumer, to get worried about it enough. It's just $20. $20 for a phone call to get somebody to stop calling. But if you add that up all over the place, it's a lot of money. Because most people aren't going to fight that. They're not going to do anything about it. They're just going to keep letting it ring and ring and ring. But if you add that up to 10, 15, 20,000 people, because you don't know who else they're calling, it adds up. And it's easy. You know, it's cheap to call somebody up and scare them into submission because everybody's worried about the credit report.
Yeah.
You know, damage on the credit report because $20, if you don't pay that, it can turn into a problem that is 3 years on your credit report because you didn't handle it.
They
can force you to do stuff, and it all ties in together. Hammer them right at the beginning.
It doesn't, James, it doesn't sound to me like Al's really worried about his credit report. Al, you're not worried about your credit report, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good. All right.
All right. Well, then do that. Tell them to cease and desist harassing you.
Okay, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Have a great day,
care.
And I love RBN.
All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment. A lot of people are finding out about this. By the way, our numbers are up on the program. I think the word is starting to get out.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. That's everybody that's listening, this is your show. It's everybody's business. This is the one thing, the good news about it is it's going to bridge connections between everybody that's out there. So I don't care what your story is, what your job is, what your beliefs are. Everybody's got to deal with this particular issue, and they are not on your side. So everybody needs to band together and at a strong, unified front here.
I got a quick question for my producer. Who makes the Massengale feminine products? Do you know?
Probably Citibank.
Well, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, that's not a bad idea. I'm going to contact the people that manufacture Massengale feminine products, and I'm going to ask them if they'll make and formulate a product called Massengale Mind Douche, so we can flush all this garbage out of people's heads, because they have been programmed.
Yeah, you've been programmed. You know what? For everybody that's out there, change is not as difficult as you think it is. It's just a matter of you need to understand how it was done. They reinforced that conditioned response from you for years. And then now suddenly you get here and you find out there isn't any credit card debt at all. So a lot of you like have a little problem dealing with that. But if you imagine the ability to be running your life with just cash, you don't need these guys.
Okay,
you don't need them.
I got a question for you though. Okay, say you have a credit card and you make a purchase and the credit card company pays that business that you made a purchase from. Who is out on this deal?
The person that signed the signature. In other words, I went to go to the shopping market, I bought my groceries, I signed, I am out. The merchant always gets paid.
Okay. So the merchant or the retailer or the service provider, they have been paid.
Mm-hmm.
The credit card company is doing their little tricks out there.
Yeah, you're the hired energy device, battery pack, to make them profits.
I'm the little Energizer bunny that keeps rolling the profits into their vaults.
Exactly.
Well, let me take the little batteries out of this sucker. I want him to stop. We'll take the break here, folks. James Martinez, John Statmiller, it's Cash Flow. Come back, short segment, close out this Friday edition right after this.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Boy, I was watching the rah-rah boys, the cheerleaders for Wall Street this morning, and they were talking about producer price index, the PPI, and consumer price indexes, and they're saying, oh, everything is just great. Look at these numbers. Well, this is definitely not good news for people who are holding their breath and waiting for the Fed to lower rates one or two more times before the year's end. The producer price report is out today, and it's a head spinner. The producer price index for finished goods increased 1.1% in September. Seasonally adjusted, the Bureau of Labor Statistics of the U.S. Department of Labor reported today. This advance followed a 1.4% decrease in August and a 0.6% rise in July. The index for finished goods excluded foods and energy, which are going through the roof, by the way, moved up 0.1% in September after increasing 0.2% in August. I'll get to the, I know you people hate the percentages here, but I'll make sense of it here in a second. At the earlier stages of processing, prices received by producers of intermediate goods turned up 0.4% after declining 1.2% a month earlier, and the cycle goods index rose 0.1% following the 3.0% drop in August. Okay, now that your head's spinning, sort of gives you the idea that, gee, maybe inflation isn't dead after all. This is the truth. In fact, says the report, the price of finished goods from 12 months ago was up 4.5%. But wait, hold on.
It gets worse.
Something isn't making sense here. How can finished goods, ergo the consumer goods and things that we buy, be up 4.4% year on year in this report, while the CPI reported year on year for a month earlier was only 2%? So obviously the right hand is not talking to the left hand, and the Labor Department, evidently they're not talking to them. That's just too much to swallow unless you want to believe the middlemen are giving away their margins. If you believe that, I'm sure you love the Easter Bunny. But hold on here, folks. They're not telling you the real truth. Across the board, inflation is running not at 4.5%. Inflation is running 11 to 12%, and it's going to get worse. And I'll bet my bottom dollar here that Bernanke is going to lower the rate again, maybe not this month, but probably before Christmas. And when that happens, it's going to drive the value of the dollar against foreign currencies down. It's going to allow the foreign investors to roll into the country with their with their money and buy up more of our stuff.
That's right.
We're being sold out, not only by the politicians, James, but we're being sold out by everybody.
That's right. That is exactly right. So I wanted to reverse just a second. The gentleman that called in, I think his name is Al. If you email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, I will draft something for you to send to that collection company that's dealing with you. And I want to make sure, Al, you understand this. I don't care if it's $20 or $20,000. You never give them an inch, period. So you attack this issue and get right in their face like there's nothing more important, because they got to know that you're a formidable adversary, and they got to know that you're serious. Because these little small amounts are interconnected all over the place, you can't let that stuff run around. You got to address it right away.
It's just billions for the bankers, billions
That's
more.
Right.
Hey, James, you have a good weekend, my friend. I will see
all
you
right,
back
everybody.
Here Monday.
All right, take care, everybody.
All righty. Folks, we'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend. Start mapping out some strategies. You can win, okay? You don't have to keep losing in this game. You can hold a little bit more of your own against this onslaught, but it can be done. 877-331-0626 is the number to call James Martinez, or email him at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. You're certainly going to be glad that you did. All right, we'll see you Monday. It's true.